Folks, you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Maggie Dawn. We have special breaking coverage of the press conference related to the fatal shooting at the Abundant Life Christian School just outside of Madison earlier today. We're going to go back to that press conference now. We're hoping to go back to that press conference now. We have Madison Police Chief still
speaking. There are many
things
that we can do, and we can have those conversations.
This is Dane County Executive Melissa Agard.
But first and foremost, what needs to be the priority for all of us is supporting our young people. And that is where our community's attention needs to turn at this point in time. The police department, the fire department, the city, the county will share additional information about the investigation as it becomes available. But I urge you all to help our community find resources to support their mental health and to find resources to support the victims and families at this time. Thank you all.
Where can people go to see your updates? What can you tell them to
do? It'll be at thecityofmadison.com. Me, Stephanie.
People asking for where can they find updates? Cityofmadison.com.
Let me say just before I go, because the mayor mentioned that this was a whole of government response. It certainly was, and there's so many people that we want to thank. We cannot thank everyone, but it's also a whole of law enforcement response. Even though we are in different agencies, we all have the same training, and so I want to thank our partners with the FBI who are here with me today, partners with the ATF, Dane County Emergency Management. Of course, we already talked about our fire department. We've got calls from the Attorney General of the United States, Wisconsin State Patrol, our governor's office, State Patrol, Monona, as well as our sheriff's office. I know I may have left someone out, but thank you for how you responded professionally, quickly, and according to the way that we all train, and it all came together to ensure that no other persons were hurt. Thank you.
Chief, can you just say what time you guys made entry? Just
want to
nail that detail down.
10:57.
But that's the time you made
entry. One minute.
They're asking about when entry was made.
How long did it take to they arrive to the scene? If we raise back, they received the call at 10:57.
Yeah, so
they're asking how long.
Information for our next media briefing. We plan to meet here at
5:30
tonight.
Police to get to the school.
And I will work on the
next press conference. Will be at 5:30.
I don't have that information. I can see detectives are able to share that number later.
Okay, and also have they checked his social media at all?
So that is something that is routine in any investigation that we'll look at.
They're asking about whether the shooter posted anything to social media that's under investigation. We're going to go ahead and wrap the feed from the press conference. It sounds like it is breaking up. And I want to return. We did have to break away when Dane County Executive Melissa Agard was speaking. We're going to take her comments now. Let's go ahead and take her comments now.
Everyone, today our community is reeling from the heartbreaking and senseless tragedies at Abundant Life Christian School.
And if it can be turned up a bit, too.
Who received a text from her son at a high school here in the city of Madison wondering if he was safe. I can tell you, this hits you in the gut. Our community is better than this. Our country is better than this. Cannot continue. My heart goes out to the victims and their families and the students and the educators, and the list goes on and on. Every one of us is affected by this unimaginable and unacceptable violence that has hit our community today. Dane County stands united in grief with the Abundant Life Christian School community. The Sheriff's Department, the Department of Emergency Management, Department of Human Services have all been on the front lines. My phone has been ringing from people across our state.
You're hearing
and
comments
our nation
from Dane County Executive Melissa Agard moments ago community. At the press conference discussing
right now,
the fatal shooting at Abundant Life Christian School.
To be committed to supporting this school, these students, and these families, and our first responders who went into that building during this devastating time. We must work closely with our law enforcement officers and first responders, mental health professionals, community leaders, and policymakers to ensure that we are taking care of one another. No community should ever have to endure such a tragedy. And my administration is going to do everything that it can to provide assistance to those who have experienced this devastating loss and also do everything that we can to prevent such tragedy from occurring. To all of those that are grieving in our community, please know that you're not alone. Dane County stands with you. We're here to support you in any way possible. Please reach out and ask for help. The governor's office, as well as the mayor's office, and I will continue to update the public as we learn more. But please understand, there are many things that we cannot share with you right now. This is an active investigation. This is an active case. The SSM Health Clinic near the intersection of Buckeye Road and Stoughton Road is the reunification center. I know that that has been out, but we need to make sure that folks know where it is that they can go to be reunited with their children. Again, in the coming days, we are going to make sure that we are supporting those that have been most impacted by this. But folks, reach out, ask for help. This does not need to be the reality of our community. Thank you.
Folks, that was Dane County Executive concluding her comments just moments ago at the press conference regarding the fatal school shooting at the Abundant Life Christian School. I'm going to review briefly the facts as we know them. Despite prior incorrect reporting that four or five people had been killed, during the press conference, Madison Police Chief Barnes confirmed three dead, including the shooter, one teenage student victim, as well as one teacher was also fatally shot during the school shooting. Six others, in addition to those three deceased, were injured. Two students with life-threatening injuries were transported to the University of Wisconsin-Madison Hospital. The other four injured students were transported to St. Mary's Hospital. This, according to comments from Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes moments ago. Again, that is a total of three confirmed dead, including the suspected teenage shooter who was a student at Abundant Life Christian School, which serves, according to its website, around 200 families. Some reports of it serving just under 400 children. Again, that is six injured that had been transported to local hospitals, two with life-threatening injuries. The police chief stating that the physical injuries are only part of the story here. Those sentiments being echoed by Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, as well as Police Chief Chris Carbon and Dane County Executive Melissa Agard. All of them strongly saying in different ways that any and all resources that are needed in and around the Madison community, the Abundant Life Christian School community, will be provided, that the Red Cross and other collaborating and coordinating aid agencies are on scene, but that they will make resources available. If you or someone you know is struggling in response to this event or otherwise, if it is in response to this event, please do not hesitate to reach out to Dane County Department of Health and Human Services. Do not hesitate to reach out to the City of Madison. If you need to call 911, if you believe there is a threat, call 911. If you or someone you love is struggling, again, with acute mental health distress, you can always dial or text the nationwide hotline 988. That is 988. Folks, we're going to get some of your reactions. We're going to take a breath in just a couple of minutes. But again, this incident occurred earlier this morning. first calls to emergency services around 10:57 a.m. Police Chief Barnes saying that it took approximately 15 minutes for first responders to get on scene. I need to fact check that, but that's what I heard. Again, we will be reviewing some of that. We also are going to take the balance of some of the, I think we may have the Q&A that we missed, which we may try to get on the air for you all. A little bit hard to hear those questions as reporters were not mic'd. Important to point out that the reunification site, if you knew staff or students at the Abundant Life Christian School, that reunification site is the SSM Health Center on Stoughton Road and East Buckeye Road. Police Chief Madison, Police Chief Barnes, asking commuters as we approach the end of the day today to please avoid that area, to route around there so that parents or other folks looking for loved ones and their students can get to that reunification site. So again, try to navigate around that. Other notable comments from Police Chief Barnes during the press conference that concluded just moments ago, stating enough is enough. Those sentiments getting echoed in different language, but the similar sentiment by Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, as well as Dane County Executive Melissa Agard, calling on the country that to do better, to do more, to engage in meaningful gun regulation, to stop the deaths of our children in schools. Police Chief Barnes also indicating that police are still on scene, processing the scene, that the area of the shooting was in one place, indicating the shooter did not move throughout the school, that he didn't know if it was in a classroom or a hallway, but that the shooting was centralized in one place, that they immediately moved to secure that scene. I will recap the comments from the police chief, the fire chief, the mayor, and county executive. When we return, we'll also start to take your calls and reactions to a terrible tragedy right here in Wisconsin. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to special news coverage on the Civic Media Radio Network. Please stay tuned.